It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials have released more details about the latest boost to unemployment benefits. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It will take several weeks before people in Colorado can start to collect a new $300 boost to weekly unemployment benefits. President Donald Trump ordered the supplement over the weekend, but the state must apply for the money and reprogram its computer systems. However, the state will pay the funds retroactively, meaning people will collect several weeks of payments when the new benefit is eventually paid. The boost is only available to people who are collecting at least $100 of weekly unemployment benefits. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
One of the longest-running rodeos in the country will go on this year in Gunnison. Local health officials are allowing the event to proceed, but without spectators. Cattlemen's Day's organizer Kevin Koblenz says rodeo officials raised more than $150,000 that will offset lost revenue.
To me, this gives our community a victory. You know, in this day and age, you know, victories are far and few between, but it's a win for our community and it's a win for our way of life.
The event during Labor Day weekend will be televised on the Cowboy Channel. Officials at Rocky Mountain National Park have announced a ban on all fires starting today. Campfires and smoking are prohibited everywhere in Colorado's most visited national park. The state's newest wildfire ignited yesterday north of Rocky Mountain Park near Red Feather Lakes. That's called the Cameron Peak Fire. It has burned about 1,500 acres. Two larger fires are still burning near Grand Junction and in Glenwood Canyon. That fire in Glenwood has kept Interstate 7 closed through most of this week with no word on when it might be open again. Near Grand Junction, the Pine Gulch Fire has grown to more than 69,000 acres. It's already number 5 on the list of Colorado's largest ever wildfires. There is newly revised COVID-19 quarantine guidance for schools. State health officials' new guidelines say fewer children would be sent home and they would return to school more quickly. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says there will be differences in how rural and urban districts create their policies based on those recommendations.
The new state guidance creates more allowance for different conditions in the local community. So if it's an area with low transmission, you might have a higher threshold for suspecting that a particular set of symptoms was COVID.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.